Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text that I have chosen for this morning's sermon is the Gospel, which was read a few minutes ago. In our Gospel for today, Jesus mentions a couple of things that really don't seem to go together: salt and light. On first glance, these two things don't really have much in common. But really, they kind of do. Can you imagine living in a world without salt or light? I know some of you have to watch your salt intake, but fortunately I'm still lucky. So I can't imagine French fries or popcorn or corn on the cob with just gobs of salt. I just love it. It just tastes so good. I can't imagine a world without salt. Nor do I want to imagine a world without light. I don't know what it would be like to live in northern Alaska where 6 months of the winter is darkness. That would drive me nuts. Salt and light are natural. We need them. They're very welcomed. But like popcorn without salt or parking lots without light are dangerous, our society isn't very good either without salt or light. It is a dark, drab world, obsessed with and immersed in sin, and it desperately needs the salt and the light that is Christ Jesus. And fortunately, it can have both, because you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Like last week's gospel, this week's gospel comes from the Sermon on the Mount. Last week, we heard the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are the blessings that Jesus bestows upon us because we are his disciples. We are blessed because we come before God humbly confessing our sins. We are blessed with the righteousness of Christ because through faith we hunger and thirst for his righteousness. We are blessed because Jesus enables us to forgive those who have hurt us. We are God's chosen people. And because we have been blessed by God, we can't help but be the salt and the light. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Jesus doesn't say, "You will be salt," or "You were the light." He says that you are the salt and you are the light. As those blessed by Jesus, we serve these functions now in our world. We are salt and light by virtue of being his disciples. And just as salt is salty, just as a light bulb puts off light, we naturally exhibit the characteristics of a Christian. It's not because we're better than others or holier than them. It's just because we have been changed through faith in Christ. It transports us from the darkness of sin into the light that is Christ Jesus. And make no mistake, our world needs to be salted. It needs the light of Christ shined in it. In a manner of speaking, this world is unseasoned and dark. Just think for a moment about what you see around you daily, what we see in the news. The world is dark and it desperately needs to be changed. It desperately needs to be seasoned by Christ if it is to emerge from the shadow of sin and death. And this is where we come in. As the salt and as the light of Christ, our task is to call people to repentance. Our task is to show them their sin and call them to repentance so that we can share with them then the forgiveness of sins that is theirs through Christ Jesus. Now keep in mind, just like you can overdo the salt, you can be too hard on people. We don't beat them up with their sins. We don't thump them with the Bible. We don't shame them. Rather, we just share the message of Christ, His law and His gospel, sin and forgiveness. We share all that so that we can share with them the forgiveness of sins. That's what it's all about. We want them to know the joy that we know. We want our families, our friends, to know the experience and the power of the forgiveness of sins that will make them likewise shine with the light of Christ. Jesus says, "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house." Like a city set on a hill, we want the people of this world to focus on us as members of a place of refuge. We want to be the beacon of hope to a lost and fallen world. We want them to see the church as a place where their deepest needs are met and satisfied by God Himself. The church alone stands apart from everything else in the world, offering true hope and true peace to a world that doesn't have peace or hope. And this is a high calling for you and me. It is one that our Lord takes very seriously, and it's one we should take seriously as well. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." We salt and light the earth because we are His disciples. So what does it mean if we don't salt the earth or shine our light? It means we're neglecting our God-given duties as Christians. Instead, we are to do what God sends us to do. And what this means is what we've already talked about. We share the salt that we naturally are. We shine the light that we naturally have. We can't help it. It's what we do. It makes no sense to light a lamp and then put it under a bucket, because that lamp is supposed to light the house. In the same way, we don't hide the light that is within us. We let it shine so that others will come to know the Lord. And this is why we do what we do, so that Christ would be the focus of everything we share with people. We shine our light, we sprinkle our salt, so that they will know Christ. Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." We don't salt the world around us so that people will compliment us. We don't share our light. We don't do good works so that people will say what great people we are, how loving and wonderful. We do it so that they will see the love of Christ, so they will look at what we do, and so that they will say how good God is. We salt the earth not to obtain forgiveness. We have God's favor. We have His forgiveness. We are blessed. But we do what we do. We shine our light so that we show that we are saved, that we are God's children. And because we are saved, we shine our light as we live out our daily vocations. A vocation is where God has placed you in this world. You might be a parent or a child or a spouse or an employee or a boss. You might be a combination of any of these different vocations. And what this means is we live out these vocations differently than other people do. We are not just parents. We are faithful and God-pleasing parents. We are not just children. We are faithful and God-pleasing children. We are not just employees or students, but we are faithful and God-pleasing students and employees. No matter where we are, our age, our gender, or vocation, none of this matters, because all that we do is to glorify God so that they might come to faith and know the Jesus who saves them from sin and eternal death. And this is what it's all about. We shine our light because we know what Christ has done for us and what he has done for the world. We sin. We don't shine our light. We don't sprinkle our salt. So every day we have to remember that Christ is for us. Because he faithfully served as the light of the world, even though it led to his death, he has given us what we don't have, a new relationship with God. We have been made righteous. In our gospel, Jesus says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, your righteousness has exceeded that because you have Christ's righteousness. He has made you right with God. So you are forgiven. You are forgiven for failing to shine your light. You are forgiven for hoarding your salt. And because you now have a new relationship and a loving relationship with God, things are different for you. You know his mercy. You know his grace. And now you share that with others. You aren't just talking to family or friends or neighbors as an ordinary person. You are coming to your family and your friends and your neighbors as saints. You're coming to them as children of God who have been entrusted with the salt and with the light of Christ. Salt is abundantly available in our world. We can use it almost to our heart's content. Light shines all day, every day, and when it goes down, we flip the switch. But the salt with which we season the world and the light that we shine in the darkness is so much more important. It is so powerful. The light and the salt that we have as children of God, as disciples of Christ, give hope to the hopeless, forgiveness to the sinners, life to the spiritually dead. We shine our light in this darkened world so that others will know the salvation that we know, that they will know the love of God. So salt the earth. Let your light shine because you are God's instruments. You have been chosen to bring Christ to this world. And this is the most incredible, the most delightful vocation for you and me. Amen. Now the peace which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.